that, I would turn it over to the applicant. Further inform the commission.
The applicant here.
We did have a representative at the Planning Commission. I know Marla emailed and called them all about today's meeting, and they were told that night of this meeting, so I don't know what's happened.
Was there anybody that was against it at that meeting?
Not that I remember, no. Nobody signed up. There was no public comment.
My understanding is it was going to be like wooden tables and
woodworking shop, woodworking manufacturer. Shop.
Is there already a building there, or is that the one?
No.
Okay, I think I'm thinking of that one. Right?
Yeah, that's this is getting close to the coffee shop area. There's that coffee shop, ice cream shop. Because that's the scenic overlook.
Right. Is that Jesse James's old property?
Right here?
Yeah, and then right across the street too, wasn't it? I think it was.
Yeah.
And it was going to be a very small woodworking shop.
Mm-hmm. That was what the plan was for it.
Mm-hmm. Devin, is there any concerns on ingress and egress to get material in and out? To vote on it? Do you want to table it and see if they want to show up next time?
Well, actually, having heard what was going to be proposed and what they're going to do, I saw no problem with it.
You might ask, is anybody here?
Is there anyone here that wants to come forward on this matter?
Seeing none, move to approve order number 11-28-2022-02.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, moving on to case order number 11-28-2022-03 is MRG Group. On November 14th, 2022, the Planning Commission recommended for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is 18-7.0-26-001-003-001.003, located off State Highway 265 Hollister. The existing property is on A1 Agricultural. The rezoning request is for NR3 Multifamily Nightly Rental District. The vacant approximate 12.29-acre parcel would be served by a well for water and an MDNR-approved wastewater plant for wastewater. So we're just around the corner from where our previous application was. This is where 265 and 165 meet.
Is that property to the south where the 465 is going to come through? The
state, yeah, this is all when you get to the zoning layer. This is unzoned, zone, that's all state property.
Okay.
That is the high road right of way that MoDOT's already acquired. And if you remember, this parcel has a conditional use permit for nightly rental.
Okay.
And then this is a C2. And then there's their survey.
They want to go to multifamily nightly rental?
Multifamily nightly rental is the request, yes.
That's NR3?
NR3, uh-huh.
And with that, they can do what? I guess we need to let them talk first,
yep.
Sorry.
Again, I'm here for MRG Group, the applicant. So I I'll say a couple things. I know I'm cognizant of the kind of the opposition to NR3 that a lot of people have. This is obviously not our first time doing this. So typically, and we've been involved with quite a few, a lot of NR3, a lot of nightly rental. We've done different rezonings, both in Taney, Stone, on R1, R3. And in all of those situations, the primary opposition relates to both traffic and noise. Traffic and noise are what you hear all the time in terms of opposition to these types of development. And while there might be a general opposition to NR3, we know that it's something that is needed in the county. Our position is that rather than taking an approach where we just say no to it all the time, we pick parcels, since it is something that's needed in the county, we pick parcels that are best suited for this type of nightly rental. And when you think about the ones that have the most objection, it's in communities where either there's existing subdivisions or the means of access to access the nightly rental, you're going through other subdivisions or through other single-family homes, and or it's next to directly adjacent to existing subdivisions. We think, given the nature of this property, that this is the best, one of the best suited properties on this area in the Lake Corridor for nightly rental. And the reason, I think, is fairly obvious. We're bounded on three sides by, when the high road comes through, whether it does or doesn't, it's going to be bounded on three sides by highways. On the other side, as Scott pointed out, it is there's only one home on the other side, and it is currently being used for nightly rental. So it will have no impact on any surrounding property in terms of traffic. We'll have direct access from a highway to our property. The other thing I'd say, and I don't know if you all have it, you all have this exhibit here? Okay. The reason why we did this is to help demonstrate the distance and elevation changes from...
Mr. Minor, do you have an extra copy of this?
Yes, I do. I've got quite a few, so...
You might pass it off. I mean...
I have my glasses on, you still can't see it.
I say, usually I'm pretty good. That's still kind of hard to see.
Thank you.
What we prepared this for was to demonstrate, I think it's Table Rock Heights is the name of the subdivision there across the highway. And this helps demonstrate both the distance and the elevation drop that you're going to have from whatever is constructed here from Table Rock Heights, in addition to the fact that it's separated by a highway already. We contend that given whatever, as again, the typical complaint that you have is that you have a bunch of partying drunk people that are going to disrupt single-family living. Given that a busy highway separates them, you're not going to have pedestrian traffic floating into the subdivision. Noise is not going to easily go up into that subdivision based on the elevation drops. You can see here that you've got at least, if I'm reading this right, about 60-foot elevation drop to some of these spots, and in addition, about 220 feet in addition to the highway separation. I think that's all I've got on that. So what I'd say is that this property is well suited for nightly rental. We're not going to impact anyone around us. And that's all I've got, unless you have questions.
Scott, on NR3, what does that allow?
So commercial-wise, you can do bed and breakfast, nightly rental, recreation, indoor entertainment.
You can get a conditional use for a wedding event facility. Civic or institution, you have your community recreation, daycare, parks and recs, religious assembly, safety service. So commercial-wise, just nightly rental-oriented, bread and breakfast.
But what's the difference between NR3 and NR1?
That you can do multifamily. You could do a condominium building.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you do high-rise on NR3? Mm-hmm. You cannot on NR1?
It's provided for residential development of high-rise residential buildings. If desired, you can just do single-family dwellings if you want. But it would allow for...
So them. Condos versus individual buildings houses or lots, whatever they call them.
I will say that given the topography of the site, and you all know, Taney County has a pretty hefty parking requirement on nightly rentals, so that will automatically reduce that. We have an experience from Briarwood that parking count already reduces the amount of units you can put in, just as a practical matter, not legally, but as a practical matter, because you have to supply basically the load in Taney County, and in rough numbers, is 1.3 parking spaces per bedroom is what it works out to be, approximately. And so when you do site planning like that, you can't build, it limits how many units you can put on it, because you have to provide that many parking spaces per bedroom in your development. So it has, in essence, it has an automatic way of limiting density, if that makes sense.
Just so as would a that not be a legal requirement?
Yes, I have to meet, yes, it is a legal requirement. I have to meet one point that load for whatever unit I put in there.
So you think that would prevent the high rise?
I don't want to say it would prevent it. It would limit how many I could put. A high rise, I'm not going to, is a high rise a possibility? Yes, that's not our current plan, but it would be a possibility. We have a current plan that does not include a high rise, but I won't promise anything.
Yeah, you're kind of good at that.
Well, as you can see in the developed world, plans leaving
it open. I didn't mean not promise anything. I just mean leaving it open.
Yeah, you have to in our world.
I'm just teasing you. Okay.
I don't have any questions. Any further questions of the petitioner?
I see there's anybody against it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that next.
Sorry.
Does anyone here in opposition come forward?
Good morning. May I approach you and provide you with some documentation?
Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Adele Grote. I live at 471 Table Rock Heights in Hollister, Missouri, and I am representing the Table Rock Heights community that sits above MRG's zoning request. May I approach you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioners, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on behalf of our Table Rock Heights neighborhood in regard to this MRZ rezoning parcel. I provided you with maps from Beacon Snyder Corporation that I marked to serve as references as I speak, and I have an extra copy should MRG Group like to have one as well. Okay. The light blue outline is the parcel we're discussing this morning. It's owned, obviously, by MRG. And across the north or top is Table Rock Heights neighborhood with 22 homeowners who share a common well. Next to the MRG property I've outlined in green is the Cole Courier property with a conditional use permit for nightly rental provided by this commission last summer. I believe that was in August of 2021.
Just real quick. It wasn't provided by us.
It was turned down.
We denied that. They went back and asked for a conditional use through plan and zoning. Plan and zoning gave it to them.
Okay.
We denied the
I stand. Corrected.
That's fine. It was turned down when it was presented to us.
Thank you, Commissioner Williams. Thank you.
That's right. Like I said, I just make sure that we're...
Our neighbor can't...